What about bevacizumab?
Well, the only data set that we have for anthracycline taxane refractory metastatic breast cancer is a randomized trial of capecitabine plus minus bevacizumab. And while the addition of bevacizumab to capecitabine in that setting significantly improved the response rate by about 10-12% with independent reviewers, it did not improve either progression-free survival or overall survival. And again, I guess this gets back to why do we treat metastatic breast cancer? We've all got our hierarchy of goals for patients with metastatic breast cancer, which is why it's important to sit down with the patient. My hierarchy includes improving survival and maintaining quality of life as perhaps my number one and number two goals, and I put improving response rate by 10% pretty far down on the list, to tell the truth.
So in this situation, you use capecitabine. Anything else?
No, I'd typically use it as a single agent.
Eric, what would you do in this situation?
So I would do one of two things. I would either give her capecitabine, as George suggested, or I'm going to guess that she was involved in all of these complex issues surrounding getting the bevacizumab paid for, and that at this point she's going to feel a little funny not getting it, and you're going to feel funny not giving it to her. With that part of this, I actually would probably treat her with vinorelbine and bevacizumab. Hal Burstein, our institution, did a 55-patient phase 2 trial of vinorelbine and bevacizumab that was presented at San Antonio a couple of years ago with a response rate of about 30% in the first and second line setting. It's a regimen that clearly has activity and has a defined toxicity profile. And I share George's concerns about how much bevacizumab is going to add here. But I think you may be in a situation where, to some extent, you need to use it for a lot of complicated reasons.